Friends, it's hard for us to realize, isn't it, that someday that God has in his calendar, the whole world and the universe will evaporate in cosmic nuclear fire. Yes, even the greatest scientists are terrified at what could happen. I know one in particular who was. When I came back from the war and re-entered Princeton University, our little group of Christians on the campus called the Princeton Evangelical Fellowship sponsored a film called The God of Creation. And we invited the faculty and the student body to come to Frick Chemistry Lab Auditorium to see this film. And a couple hundred came, and one man who walked in was Albert Einstein from the Institute of Advanced Studies. He was fascinated with the question of the creation of the universe, how it got here. And as he left, I gave him a piece of Christian literature. He heard the true gospel of Jesus Christ presented that night. And I say, well, Lord, what's the problem? What's the problem here? Because, you know, Einstein was haunted till he died with his part in designing the atomic bomb. And I say, well, Lord, I just know what you've said is going to happen, and we just don't deserve a single day on your earth because we sin against you, we have neglected you, ignored you, resisted your will. Help us to be prepared for a confrontation with you that could be, friend, even today for many. Now, it's sort of like it was before the flood, friends. How could people believe there'd be a flood that would wipe out the world? You know, Hebrews chapter 11 puts it very bluntly, doesn't it? In verse 7.